and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. 2009 marks important birthdays for two fine women composers, so before the year is out, I'd like to celebrate their lives with their music. Elisabeth Jacquet de la Guerre was born 345 years ago, and Gratzina Bachevitz is having her 100th birthday. We'll hear a major work of de la Guerre's, her harpsichord suite in D minor, and listen to Bachevitz's Concerto for String Orchestra and her fifth sonata for violin and piano. Let's start with a string orchestra piece by Gratzina Bachevitz, who, in addition to being a prolific composer, was a concert violinist and an accomplished pianist. She lived from 1909 to 1969. Bachevitz is an interesting case in the history of Polish music since, like Frédéric Chopin, she came from a binational family. With a Lithuanian father and a Polish mother, she had a choice about her national identity, and she chose to be Polish. But her brother, Witold, retained his Lithuanian identity. He became a composer, too. In this musical family, Gratzina's father was her first teacher, and she played chamber music at home with her siblings. She was particularly close to her other elder brother, a pianist, with whom she premiered many of her compositions. A child prodigy, Gratzina gave her first concert at age 7 with her brothers. She composed her first piece, Preludes for Piano, at the age of 13. The next phase in her education consisted of attending the Warsaw Conservatory of Music, initially studying violin and piano. In 1928, she began studies of philosophy at the University of Warsaw, and she completed a year and a half of that. She graduated summa cum laude in 1932. Then she went to Paris to study with Nadia Boulanger, and in 1934 studied there with the distinguished violinist Karl Flesch. Bachevitz had something to say about her constitution that you might find interesting as you listen to her music. Nature has bestowed upon me a certain talent and also a little something that enables me to use this talent. Deep inside, I possess a minuscule, invisible motor that allows me to accomplish a task in 10 minutes that would take others an hour or more. Thanks to it, I run, not walk. I speak fast. Even my pulse beats faster than normal. And I was born 2 months prematurely. Although she was slight of stature and rather fragile in appearance, this innate drive contributed to her large compositional output, over 200 compositions. In addition to the sonatas for violin and piano, there were 7 string quartets, 7 violin concertos, 4 symphonies, concertos for piano, 2 pianos, viola, and cello, plus numerous works for chamber and symphony orchestras. Bachevitz was admired and respected by her colleagues and adored by her public in Poland. She helped to make the music of her country known throughout Europe. In 1950, her Concerto for String Orchestra, the piece we're about to hear, received the National Prize and was performed by the National Symphony Orchestra in the United States. This work, written in the tradition of Baroque serenades and suites, contains borrowings from the Baroque Concerto Grosso, elements of concertante style, and Baroque-style repeated figurations. The melody of the opening allegro displays an interesting, oscillating contour. It's tied to a fixed point to which it constantly returns, so you can listen for that. This work remains a favorite with Polish chamber orchestras. There are 7 recordings of it. Let's hear it now with the Polish Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Jan Staniewski.